Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Man, so much good interaction. I'll have to get to that after this segment because it is Davey. It is the Depot. It is the Davey Depot.
Need a big one, Dave. Gotta end the week strong. Don't let us down. Today's the day. You gotta go 3 out of 5.
Thought it passed yesterday, but oh well. Get things started. I hope everyone is having a great start to the
Monday. Day.
Yeah, Monday was bad.
It was bad.
But then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I mean, I'm on a roll. I'll probably just go four straight, you know, get on a heater.
Lower the bar, jump over the bar.
So I hope everyone is having a great day before I was rudely interrupted. And then I hope everyone has a great
day. Yesterday was it bleep them, and then today it's I hope everyone has a great day.
I don't know. And then I hope that you all have a fun weekend, get outside, enjoy the weather.
Watch some baseball.
Sure. Today's fact of the day, Earth will not always have the same North Star. The North Star might seem like a fixed marker in the sky. However, what we now recognize as the North Star Polaris hasn't always been our guiding light, and it won't always be in the future by the year 13,000. The star Vega will take its place, according to NASA.
By the year 13,000?
Yeah, if we make it that long. I'm not predicting that we do. But
you won't.
And by the year 26,000... Polaris will be right back where it was and return to its status as the North Star. I did not know that part. I knew eventually it wouldn't always be the North Star, but I know it'd eventually come back. Outer space, man. Crazy stuff.
Space.
You guys, this is just a random question, but do you guys know what NASA stands for?
North American Space Association?
No.
Is that close?
No.
What is it?
Anybody else?
NASA?
Yeah. Everyone all just says it, but I feel like a lot of people typically don't realize. Like
National Aerospace something something?
Yeah, close, but it's National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
You know, I actually knew aeronautics was in there somewhere.
I kind of did, too. I couldn't put my finger on that. Or that I never got the administration at the end, though. I was trying to think of two A words that were both aeronautical involved, and I couldn't come up with it.
Huh. Okay.
There you go for the fact of the day. My day for today, the banger of the day. We're going with a classic from the 90s, Out of My Head by Fastball. A little slower going, but still great song nonetheless. Every time it comes on, you just have to listen to it. For gambling update, yesterday was the first day in 5 days I did not make a profit. We went 2-3.
Mm.
It was not ideal. We had a lot of breaks just go against this. Had the Knicks by 5. They only won by 4. It was just not the best, but we're going to bounce back today. The pick I gave on air of the Braves, that was stupid. Known dullard me on that.
Tried
one.
To warn you.
Yeah, well, live and learn.
Mm-hmm.
The pick for today, though, going back to the NBA. NBA's still been hot. I went 2-1 last night on that, but we're going with the Wizards Cavaliers over. I got in at 2. It was 226.5, but I'm very confident in this one, so I just went up to 227 to get better odds. But over 227 is what I'm locked in at. I'll probably take the Warriors if Curry's playing tonight. He's still questionable. A lot of injuries there for that game, but they're playing the Pelicans. Pelicans are done, so that might be another one, but we'll keep an eye out on some of those lines as the day goes along. So, Wes sent in the idea of for the movie review, I make it to where I don't actually tell you all the movie, and then I give the review. And then you kind of have to guess.
I don't know, man. This is going to force us to pay attention.
Well, it can work at times.
I don't know if Nate is even here right now. He might have stepped out.
It can work at times, but the problem is for a lot of these films, I actually need somebody to follow along on Wikipedia with me. And that way, whenever I'm like, oh my gosh, like I don't remember this, or it's like, hey, check that real quick. I can't do that if you're having to guess. But don't worry, because for today, I can do this film without help.
Okay.
So
when do we guess? As soon as we know? Do we wait to the end?
You can throw out your thoughts throughout.
Okay.
So,
but you're not going to sit. Okay.
I'm not going to say the name of the film until later on.
Okay.
But so this the genre of this movie is it's a comedy fantasy. It is one in which we have Prince Thaddeus and Prince Fabius. And I'll just go ahead and say we got Danny McBride and James Franco. So don't Google it, because obviously if you look up their filmography and you find out when they're together, you would know.
I have not seen this movie.
Okay. And so
I don't think.
Who and James Franco?
Danny McBride.
Okay.
He's Kenny Powers from
Eastbound and Down. I actually know both those actors, which is very rare. Okay.
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 So they are brothers. Fabius is going to eventually be king, but they're both princes. And Thaddeus is—he's the guy like he's just the butt of all the jokes. Like he doesn't take life seriously. Like, he's just always getting drunk, just always making a mess of things. And Prince Fabius, on the other hand, is always going on these quests and saving the land. And what has happened is we have Lazar, who is an evil warlock, and he is. Every 100 years, like there is this part of this fantasy world where these two moons converge, and a warlock, if he ends up casting this spell and he has a virgin, she can give birth to a dragon that would then overcome the world and he would be able to rule everything, okay? And so what has happened is we start off, and just to kind of give you an idea of the comedy behind it, it's incredibly stupid. But so Prince Thaddeus is sent by his father, who is Tywin Lannister. I think the guy's real name is Charles Dance. But Tywin Lannister, just for people who are familiar with Game of Thrones, that's the king in the film.
He's a great actor.
So he sends Thaddeus to the dwarf people to brokerage a deal to where their two kingdoms can be at peace. Well, Thaddeus ends up sleeping with the queen, and so he is being sentenced to die. And while he's doing this, he's at the I'm drawing a blank. What do you call it? Where you're being hung?
The gallows.
The gallows. Yeah, struggling with that. So he's at the gallows for the dwarf people. But it turns out whenever they pull the lever, it was actually made for dwarfs. So his feet actually just hit the ground, and he's able to break out and get by. And
it's like that first time, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually James Franco in that. You're thinking of the Tell of Buster Scruggs or something like that.
Oh, that's not from this movie?
No.
That Jeff? Oh.
That's not
from this. In my head it was.
No, but that's James Franco about to get hung in that film. He's been canceled recently. Sad.
Who, Franco?
Franco,
what'd he
do? Sexual assault allegations.
That'll do it.
There might be more to it. I don't know. I probably shouldn't speak on it. I don't know that much. I just know he's been canceled, but... So I'm trying to think. This is one of those films I'm going to have difficulty reading a lot of the lines. But like, so like the dwarf executioner is like, Prince Thaddeus of Thorn, you are hereby sentenced to death by hanging for your illicit behavior with the noble dwarf's king's second wife, Regina. And then they're like, oh, you're a disgrace. And it's like, I hope you hang. And he's like, and then he goes, please, these allegations are being greatly exaggerated. It was more of just heavy petting with like a brief moment of penetration. They're like, oh my gosh, just kill him already. And so he gets into that. But then, so Fabius, after he escapes, he goes back to the kingdom, and his dad's like, surely you were able to get things settled with that. And he's like, oh, these people, you can't be trusted. Then, of course, Fabius shows up, and he's rescued a maiden. It's Zooey Deschanel. So if you've ever seen New Girl, it's Jess from New Girl. She's been in a lot of films. And so, of course, she has been locked away in a castle all these years. She doesn't know anything. And as she is set to marry Fabius, Lazar busts in on the wedding and basically steals her away. And so what is going to happen is Tywin Lannister is like, all right, Fabius, you and Thaddeus are going to go on a quest to save Belladonna's her name and save the land. And of course, Thaddeus is like, he doesn't want to do it. He's just like kind of going along for the ride. It's just like a typical Danny McBride movie back in the day, where it's like he's just like the idiot that's kind of going along the way. Same director did this one as Pineapple Express, and so Danny McBride, James Franco, Seth Rogen, they were all in Pineapple Express. So that's kind of where this one came. But this movie was a box office bomb. Anyway, they continue
box office what
bomb?
Mm.
Yeah. But again, like a lot of big name people, and so they continue on their quest. They go through things to where it's just, man, like I wish I could say these quotes. I'll get into some quotes in a minute. I'll just keep going with
you. Don't have to.
Yeah. But eventually, they are captured by Matiti, who is like owns a part of a region, and so they're having to like kill like all these monsters. And Natalie Portman shows up, and she's like this person who's also out to kill Lazar, so they team up for their quest, and eventually they get to where they finally reach the lair of Lazar, and they're set, or Franco gets captured, and then it's up to Thaddeus to find the Blade of Unicorn, and him and Natalie Portman then team up. They go and they save Franco and Zooey Deschanel. And they stop the warlock. They save the king, all the land. And so then they have the wedding between Franco and Deschanel. And that's pretty much the movie there. Yeah.
I had not seen that movie. Never heard of
it. Me neither.
It is called Your Highness.
Your Highness.
Thumb rating?
Like a quarter of a thumb. It's like, it's one of those to where they thought the idea would be really great on paper, or the idea was great on paper. It's
execution,
like a comedy, and but
I love that you review movies that you don't want people to watch because they're
no.
Not
I
there.
Recommend, like, if it's a dumb comedy, like I recommend you watch it. But it's just it's not like like when I'm giving something two thumbs up, like it's got to be like cinematic masterpiece, you know, like Prisoners, Slumdog Millionaire, and
Shawshank.
I would say if as long as I don't give it thumbs down, I recommend watching it.
Mm.
Like The Colony yesterday. Don't waste your time with that. That was a thumbs down.
Kind of like this review, this depot.
I've not gotten to the quotes yet.
Okay.
Oh man, I don't know if I can say them.
You did.
It's like the king's like, it's like, why? Or Thaddeus goes like, why must I bathe myself? And then his dad's like, because you smell like the underside of a sheep's scrotum. And if your mother could see you now, you're a disgrace to the land. And most of these, like,
you just like potty humor. You just like to be able to say words on the radio that are inappropriate. That's what I've found. That's how you pick your movies to review.
I'm playing swords. Not with you. I don't want to play swords with you. I want to play swords by myself. Courtney, entertain me. Make funny faces like, you know, like a jester would. It's like, no, never triangle face. Like, I can say that, but it's not funny. See, I can't use those quotes from the...
Yeah, you really should have thought this through
before
you reviewed a terrible movie that no one's seen. Have you seen this movie, Hickman?
No, never even heard of it.
It's on Netflix currently.
Can't wait to not watch it. Nate, final judgment? Did you get 3 out of 5 this week?
Father, you cannot be serious. If you want me to go on a quest, we need to be something easy, like boiling a chicken or bleeping off in front of a Pegasus. You know, elementary things.
I mean, this is a solid D performance for me.
Wow. The one time he actually knows the movie he's reviewing, you're going to give him a D.
It just wasn't good.
It didn't need to be good. I did fine yesterday to where I had the 3 out of 5 performances I needed. Okay. I just kind of coast through this one.
All right. Congrats. You coasted through. And we're on to the weekend. No more depots until Monday.
Thank God.
We'll come back with more attempted sports talk, I guess, on the flip side. Stick with us. It's 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio.
Yes.
Hour three continues. Baseball game day edition of Three and Out. 6:30 first pitch. What if the game Peyton throws the pitch out? We lose, but we win the other two. Do you just retire him forever? You just say
no.
That's
stop.
It's enough.
Stop. We're not doing this to Peyton.
Okay.
Knock it off.
I mean, I'm not blaming him. I don't really think it's his fault. I just think it's something that happens. And I don't know why it happens, but it just seems like it does.
Coincidence.
You better hope he pulls through with old Art so he don't get punched in the face.
I'm sure he's doing everything he can. He always does. I have confidence.
Logan Quinton's posted a poll who will be throwing out the first pitch today for Vols baseball. Peyton Manning, Todd Helton, Luke Ochaver, or Hod Tilton?
You say Todd Helton twice.
No, I said Todd Helton and Hod Tilton. I don't know why.
I want to talk about something very serious.
Oh, okay.
What are we going to do with the Chick-fil-A sauce shortage? Have you seen this? Also, ketchup. Apparently might be running out of ketchup.
Man, everything's on a shortage right now.
I could care less about ketchup. Chick-fil-A sauce, on the other hand, just go to a local grocery store and buy the...
Oh, well, man. Yeah, Davey, they have it now, but they're running out.
Mm-hmm. No, they're having an issue with the packets.
Are you sure?
Yes. Because Chick-fil-A themselves, like, they're having issues, like, they're running out of the packets that they're giving to people. Their reserves on just Chick-fil-A sauce in general aren't low. It's just they've had issues when once you had... I wouldn't even call it a gas shortage because we didn't have a gas shortage. It was just an issue with getting the supply mm-hmm. out. But ever since that happened, of course, it's made things very difficult. Where's Chick-fil-A most prominently located? In the Southeast.
So this is not a sauce shortage. It's a packet shortage. The sauce itself is available, but the little packets...
That is my understanding. They've had it. They've had
shortage.
They've had difficulty getting packets to the local places because of the current issues that are at hand, and based off fuel.
Mm. Okay.
They do have the best honey mustard in the world.
I like it, but it's not honey. It's not honey mustard. It's not your typical honey mustard.
Oh, yeah, it's very unique. It's very tangy.
Very tangy. I like it, but I like the chicken.
Goes great on their grilled chicken club.
I don't think I've had the grilled chicken club.
I think they only have the Polynesian sauce and the Chick-fil-A sauce at local retail.
Really?
Grocery stores.
Oh, yeah, in the squeeze bottle? Mm-hmm. You're a Polynesian sauce guy, right?
Yeah, I like Polynesian.
Hmm. What do you think about their honey mustard?
Correctly rated. Not doesn't get a Chick-fil-A bump. It's just solid.
Chick-fil-A sauce?
I'm not as high on as other people.
Honey roasted?
I haven't really tried any of the rest of them. Just those three.
You got to try the honey roasted.
No, honey roasted, you got to get a sandwich before they typically give it to you.
Nope.
That's like, well, you can ask for it outside of it.
Well, maybe now you can. I don't know.
Like, they have like an avocado lime ranch, like if you get one of the salads, and that's really good as well.
Yeah, but that's like a big packet. The honey roasted is just like a little bit bigger than a ketchup packet.
Whenever I would go to Bohongles, I would always get the honey Dijon, like, salad dressing
Dijon?
Packet.
Dijon?
Dijon. Dijon.
Yeah, it's just Dijon.
Hank or whatever he said. Bo
Bojangles.
No,
Bojangles.
Bojangles.
Yeah, there you go.
The J silent.
You guys have never been to Bojangles?
I have, yeah. What an
idiot. Bo Berry biscuit.
Mm. Mm.
Because I don't really care for their honey mustard. But they're honey Dijon.
It does hit different at about 5:55 a.m. We got a bunch of work to do.
What's that?
Bojangles.
Mm.
They're open breakfast. That early?
They used to be. I don't know. These COVID times. You never know anymore. Ordered Uber Eats a couple times recently. And like it goes through. Everything's good. And all of a sudden it's like, we refunded your money. The restaurant was closed. I'm like, what?
How does that happen?
How's that happen?
Mm, I don't know. Rude.
Frustrating.
Did you see the guy in Florida who blew up his Hummer?
No. How'd that happen?
Well, he filled it up with gas, and then he filled up 8 gas cans, put them in the back of the truck, got in the front seat, started driving off, decided to have a cigarette. Didn't know that gas fumes would be in the air, because he's a moron.
Well, 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 if it isn't the consequences of my own actions.
Didn't roll down the windows before lighting up.
Dumbass.
Strike. Boom.
Good.
You know, we passed a truck on fire yesterday on I-140, Pellissippi Parkway.
You think the same thing happened there? You think maybe they...
It was like a closed in, like the back of the truck was all closed in.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my daughter was like, how did it catch on fire like that? And I was like, well, you can see how, I mean, this looked like the engine caught on fire first, but it obviously had got, I mean, the thing was
toasted.
Engulfed. Yeah.
Crispy.
In flames. I mean, it was the fire truck. We passed the fire truck and the police cars on the way there. I mean, it was.
I hope
you're
not laughing at someone's misfortune.
Fresh. No. I mean, this is. It was some company truck, but the whole back end is like filled in. So I wondered if they.
It was a company truck.
Well, yeah, it was. This isn't even a great picture, but I mean, the thing was on fire.
Yes, I'm aware of what on fire means.
I'm just showing you the picture.
It's a good picture. Classic.
And my first thought was, I wonder how much that's going to happen around the country with people. Because I don't think that one, it didn't look like, I mean, if the back part of the truck was all full of gas, I think it'd have been even worse than that. But I wonder if that's going to happen to many people. I didn't think about the cigarette thing. It's a pretty instant igniter there.
I saw a picture.
Flame.
I mean, you're literally lighting up.
And it's just in the air at that point.
Mm-hmm.
There's a picture on Twitter, had to be fake, of a girl trying to fill up like a clothes hamper with gas, has holes in it.
That had to be.
Yeah. Had to be.
There have been people filling up plastic bags, though.
Bags. Bags.
Tupperware. I saw someone picture Tupperware. No lids on it either. I guess they were just going to drive very carefully back to the house.
No lids.
Not in sight.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe they're somewhere else. I don't know.
I'd like to return some gas, please.
So is it fixed now? They paid $5 million to the hackers, and we're just back in business.
They were already pumping it manually. I think they should have just stuck to their guns.
Yeah, but if they could hack it, you know, maybe, you know, pay them now so that they don't try it again later. Or...
At a certain point, though, you have to look at how much you're losing by not getting things operating at normal speed again.
Mm-hmm. Always. There, Dave.
Yeah,
bring us back down to
hack
earth.
It again. And the next time, let's go $10 million this time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's ransomware attacks, man. Becoming more and more common.
We probably need to beef up our cybersecurity. I want to put Hudson on that.
How a lot of these situations work for several of the ransomware attacks, what they can do is they can encrypt your data to where, essentially, if you don't give in to their rules, they'll make it to where you can have all your data destroyed.
Mm.
And it's not recoverable at a certain point.
Like that guy's Bitcoin.
It's an example, not exactly the same way. Like, I mean, obviously he's never able to get into it again.
Tragic.
But actually that's probably a good example because he entered his password attempt so many times, and once he couldn't do it, the money was lost
forever.
Because he had set it up that way.
Mm.
Like an idiot.
That is... Mm.
Maybe, I don't know. Is that how you have to do the crypto thing?
No, you don't have to do that. He just wanted to be extra cautious, but then he wasn't extra cautious on his own accord as far as being able to retrieve the information.
Oh, yeah, it was well protected. No one could get it, including him. What did he end up losing? Was it $200 million by the time he got locked out?
I don't know, It's been going down recently ever since Tesla said they weren't accepting Bitcoin as payment anymore for their cars.
Now they're going Doge. Doge to the moon.
They're not going Doge, but they're just stopped the crypto.
What do you know? You're an idiot.
We had to explain to you how you mine Bitcoin yesterday.
Don't understand how you mine Bitcoin. You didn't explain it. You just said something about underwater and cold.
So whenever...
Yeah, I don't need... It's fine.
Fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Don't worry about it. Dave,
guy loses.
You're a bum.
Bitcoin password. You type in "guy loses," the first thing that pops up is Bitcoin password.
That's a big story.
220 million.
Oh my goodness.
never to be seen again. So what? I mean, there's a finite amount of Bitcoin. So is that Bitcoin just gone forever that he had?
Yeah, you can't access it from the blockchain.
Huh. It's like locking something in a vault, not having the key, and there's no way into the vault.
That is my understanding, yes.
Hmm. Very sad. Poor guy.
Hmm. Bitcoin mining is performed using very sophisticated computers that solve extremely complex computational math problems, Houston.
Oh, you're up your alley. Why don't you start mining some Bitcoin?
I probably should have a long time ago. Hmm. It's painstaking, costly, and only sporadically rewarding.
Kind of like working with Dave.
Yeah, you nailed that one.
Take that, Dave.
But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did it again, you know. Derailed the show after the depot.
I brought up none of these topics.
I know, because it's just so hard to get back into the swing of things after you, whatever it is you do at 9 o'clock every day. It's amazing.
So, Bitcoin miners receive Bitcoin as a reward for completing blocks of verified transactions, which are added to the blockchain. So that's how it works. Mining rewards are paid to the miner who discovers a solution to a complex hashing puzzle first, and the probability that a participant will will be the one to discover the blockchain solution is related to the portion of the total mining power of the network.
Yep. Clear as crystal. Got it. How about you, Hickman? You picking all this up? There's a test later.
No.
Okay.
I will fail.
Miners are getting paid for their work as auditors. They're doing the work. This show just always circles back around to previous shows or previous hours.
What are you talking about?
Audit was like word of the day on Wednesday or something. They're doing the work of verifying the legitimacy of Bitcoin transactions. This convention is meant to keep Bitcoin users honest and was conceived by its founder.
Hmm. I understand some of the words.
By verifying transactions, miners are helping to prevent the double spending problem. Double spending is a scenario in which a Bitcoin owner illicitly spends the same Bitcoin twice. With physical currency, this isn't an issue. Once you hand someone a $20 bill to buy a bottle of vodka, I like that example, you no longer have it. So there's no danger you could use that same $20 bill to buy lotto tickets next door. Who wrote this? While there's a possibility of counterfeit cash being made, it's not exactly the same as literally spending the same dollar twice. With digital currency, however, there's a risk that the holder can make a copy of the digital token and send it to a merchant or another party while retaining the original. There you go. Now you know.
2021, man.
You verify
what a time.
The blockchain, get paid in Bitcoin.
Verify. Chain. Bitcoin.
Audit.
Painstaking. Mm-hmm. Laborsome.
Yep. Well, and these computers got to solve these complex math problems. They get really hot. That's what Davey was talking about the other day.
So the computers are stored under the ocean.
Keep them cool.
But not in the water, because that would destroy the computer, right?
They are sealed up, but to where they will not get wet.
So do people go down there with the computers?
They take the equipment down there, yeah.
What, they have like
a
sub? They
use a naturally cooling.
Submarine?
I don't think it's that deep. I think they just use like actual divers.
So to mine Bitcoin, I got to go into scuba?
Pretty much, yeah.
Things you learn. How about that?
But that's why they stopped it, was because of the climate effects. All that energy consumption was having to go through. They wanted to see the long-term effects before, so Tesla decided to stop accepting Bitcoin as currency.
Well, I feel smarter.
Good.
You ready to give your prediction for tonight's game?
Nope, do that last segment. I already told you. You are basing yours on who throws out the pit, like, what do you... You don't watch the team. You don't know anything about him. You don't know. Hang on. He could name three players, and I bet you could get the coach. Other than that, you have no knowledge. And now you're going to rush me on my prediction? Man, I have been thinking about this game all week, this series. I'm not just going to haphazardly throw out my prediction with 20 minutes to go in the show. You're a monster.
I think just throwing something out there might be to your benefit.
Why do you say that?
Well, when you have all week to think on the football game, it usually doesn't go according to plan.
No, it doesn't go the way I wish it would go. I don't have a plan. I mean, it's a tough series. They're a good team. The good news is we have experience at home in a big series. They lost to Vanderbilt, but they didn't embarrass themselves. Lost a series, 2-1. It's going to be a packed house 3 days in a row.
Do we have to predict all three games or just tonight?
I don't know who's pitching the others, so I'm not gonna guess those.
The weekend series, we have the same three pitchers. It's Cheese Dallas, Will Heflin, Blade Tidwell.
That's the plan.
No, that's who they've already announced will start the three games. Now, how long they pitch, we don't really know. Kind of depends on their performance.
They could change things up.
They probably won't.
Throw Arkansas for a curve.
They probably will throw a curveball or two. It's called pitching. It's called pitching for a reason, as Bob Kessling would say.
They might change it up on us.
Why would they do that? We're the number 4 team in the country. It's worked this far.
Strategery.
That's Davey Hudson, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll give you my prediction, and then you can give yours next segment.
Oh, you're going to...
I'm ready.
You're going to do score, or you're just like...
Yep,
oh.
All three games.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Based on...
All three. Based on just what I know.
Data.
Yep.
Gut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tonight, I got Arkansas 4, Tennessee 3.
Oh, that's awesome.
Saturday...
Hold on, I'm writing these down.
Write them down. Saturday... I got Tennessee.
What did you say, 7-3 Arkansas?
4-3.
4-3 tonight, Arkansas. Saturday, I have Tennessee 7, Arkansas 5. And Sunday, I have Tennessee 9, Arkansas 1. Let's freaking go.
9-1 on a Sunday.
I just don't see any way that Tennessee can win the series if they don't win tonight.
Really?
Oh, did you not see the pitching matchups?
Oh yeah, that's true. That's true.
They get worse but they got a good bullpen.
We're the bombers, man. We're the bash.
No,
we're
I think the key is we got to jump on these guys early.
Do we need a nickname for our guys? I feel like we don't have a
Big Orange.
We had a lot of home runs. I feel like we need a power nickname.
What are we in the league? Home runs second.
The Volunteers.
Second, I think.
The what?
Volunteers.
The long Volunteers. Nah, Comas would have liked that one.
He would have. Yeah. He would have loved that one. I look forward to your predictions next segment. Get them ready.
Don't you worry. Right. I got it.
I got mine too.
You know, Adam.
Yeah, depending on who throws out the first
against
pitch.
Vanderbilt, that you have to win one of the first two games to win the series.
Really?
Yeah.
And you got to win at least the third. To avoid the sweep.
Mm. Yeah.
Learn something every day.
Mm-hmm. Math. Final segment next.
You're listening to 3 and Out, WKGN, Fan Run Radio. If you want to...
Final segment of the day of the week here on 3 and Out.
We did it.
Excited about Houston's prediction for the games this weekend. Tonight, 6:30, first pitch. It's Arkansas, number 1 team in the country, traveling here into the Lions' den.
Oh, is that?
I don't know. Somebody said the Orange Crush for...
I like it. I like it.
That was...
It's been used a lot, but it's pretty...
Brian?
Topical, orange, given the home runs. David, you said you had your predictions as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Whenever you're ready there, Dave.
Oh, sorry. So, for tonight, I'm just under the assumption that Peyton Manning's throwing out the first pitch. I have Arkansas winning the game 5-2. Tomorrow, I have... being a close, heartbreaking loss for the Tennessee Vols. I have the Vols winning, or sorry, I have the Arkansas Razorbacks winning that one 3-2. Low scoring game.
You're just making this up. And just all right.
And then Sunday, to avoid the sweep, I have the Vols winning 6-3.
Okay. Good stuff there, Dave.
Straight data.
Yep. I want the sweep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's realistic to expect a sweep, but boy, that'd be pretty fun. Tonight's going to be rowdy. Tennessee's going to win tonight. They're going to win 7-4. Sadly, I think they will lose the Saturday game. I'm going to go 8-6, but then they'll take the series on Sunday. Tidwell will pitch a beauty. The bats, oh, those bats. Mm. The Orange Crush. Tennessee 11, Arkansas 5. Put it on the board. Put it on the board there, Dave. So you've got us losing the series. Makes sense.
I have us only winning one game, that technically is correct, yes.
Is that how that works?
What do you think, Hickman? You don't have to give your scores if you don't want. You think Tennessee can win this series?
I think they can. I think they honestly take the first two games and then drop the game Sunday.
Kind of like what happened when we hosted Florida.
Yeah, I think we'll come out hot.
They better.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see one of these games honestly kind of get blown open by us. Like, I could kind of see us winning either game one or game two huge.
Yeah, I was trying to look at, like, common opponents, but really the only one I can see is, like, LSU. They went at LSU. They beat LSU 7-0, 17-10, and then lost 5-4 on Saturday. They did a doubleheader on Saturday.
I take it Arkansas has not lost a series this year?
I don't think they have.
I want to say I looked this up. I'm checking on that for you, Dave. Dave, I think you are correct. They have not lost a series. Well, we've only lost one, Vandy,
yeah, just
right?
One.
So is that officially a record for Tony V? The most, well, maybe not an all-time record, but I think it was since 2005. This
Something
is the most
like
series
that,
we've
yeah.
won.
Mm-hmm.
I saw there was a preliminary seeding prediction. It had us 8.
Ooh.
Which is surprising.
It's cutting it close. Wait, did those come out today?
I believe so. At some point.
How could the fourth best team in the nation currently be 8th in the seedings?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess there's other things you got to consider, but
that seems like a big difference, like too big a difference.
I agree.
I
feel like in baseball, too, it's kind of more straightforward. Like basketball, football, there are a lot of things to consider.
Sure.
Baseball, I feel like it's pretty cutthroat, you know.
Houston, I have a question for you. Can you name the three assistant coaches for
the
Vols?
No. Mm-mm.
Frank Anderson is the pitching coach. Josh Elander is an assistant. And Ross Cavett is also an assistant.
Ross Cavett?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Callum just
courtesy
sent me this.
Of Callum.
Hmm?
Is that courtesy of Callum?
Callum also sent me this. Tennessee and Arkansas, 4 common opponents this season. Alabama, Tennessee's 2-1, Arkansas's 2-1. Texas A&M, Tennessee 2-1, Arkansas 2-1. Georgia, Tennessee 2-1, Arkansas 2-1. LSU, Arkansas 2-1, Tennessee 3-0. So,
all right.
That tells me we're a little better than Arkansas. Actually, it tells me that these two teams are both really good.
Mm-hmm.
But we did sweep LSU. They didn't. 6:30 first pitch, you said?
6:30.
SEC Network Plus.
Yep.
Old Dave will be rooting them on from wherever the hell he'll be. Boat. Boat in a pole.
Kayak.
Oh. You going jugging tonight?
I might. I just might.
Good. Hickman, do you know what jugging is?
No.
Well, it's okay. Do you said you use pool noodles, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not much of a fisherman.
It's easier to keep in smaller areas, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Bear out there.
What?
Is Bear out there?
I don't think so. It was Charlie.
What's jugging?
Dave, you want to explain it to him?
Yeah, sure. So, jugging is essentially what they used to do. I mean, you still do it, but back in the day, it was very popular. You get a jug of milk. Mm-hmm. After it's all gone, you tie a line to the end of the jug, and then once you get a fish on the line, it starts pulling it up and down, kind of like a like you would see with a bobber, and you realize that there is something on that line, so you go, you get the jug.
Then you just release them? You just...
Yeah, I just enjoy them.
I don't think I've ever known anyone that jug fished just to look at them.
Catch and release, man. I don't know. I just like sitting out on in my kayak and... just being out on the water. It's peaceful for me.
Mm-hmm. You'll get no argument from me.
All right.
Not a big jugging fan, Hodges? You've never done it. Are you even paying attention to the show?
No, I mean...
Have you checked out? Are you checked? It's okay.
I fished with a bobber, like, you know, when I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Okay.
I mean, not when I like actually became an adult and actually fished. I didn't know that was still a thing. I thought it was just something kids do.
What, bobber?
Yeah. You fish with a bobber as an adult?
You can.
Do people do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Would you get ripped for it if you do?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So a jug, you're just using a milk jug as a bobber, basically.
They set the hook on themselves.
Right, yeah,
I'll throw about 9 lines out there, and that way I, you know, you usually got some good action if you're not... got something on the line, you typically need to go check the bait. And I mean, whenever you got 9 different lines out there, it can take up some time. So, but it keeps you busy and you just sit back, wait, hang out at the dock if you need to. But I usually just tie the kayak up, have a drink.
Just an excuse to drink, really, isn't it?
Isn't anything?
No. Come on. You might have an issue.
Yeah.
Might have a problem. we might need to work with old Dave. I'm a little worried about him. Mm-hmm. How about you, Hodge? Big plans this weekend?
Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy?
I watched a little man play some baseball.
You mean baseballed out?
I know. Well, it's that time of year, you know?
Yeah, spring.
Watch the Vols take the series, much to Davey Hudson's chagrin.
Chagrin.
That's pretty much it.
All right. Good job, everyone. Don't forget to wear your mask.
If you haven't been vaccinated. You don't have to. But those are the people that were wearing them.
That's the rule.
Forever. It's a rule.
Those were the ones wearing them. So, I mean.
Even though the CDC, was that what they said?
Well, that's how I knew who was already vaccinated. It was the people wearing their mask. So now that's kind of out the window. Because people were saying they were wearing their masks to show people that they weren't Republican. But now if they wear their mask, we were going to assume that they haven't been vaccinated.
The Blitz is next.